So that's some of what's happening in Gaza, and let's move across the map to the West Bank, where a new training school has opened for security officers. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas wants to make sure that his organization, Fatah, continues to control that key part of the Palestinian territories. And apparently so do the European Union and Saudi Arabia, which are both funding this school. NPR's Linda Gradstein went to visit classes.
On a large stone plaza, under banners and Palestinian flags, dozens of recruits dressed in freshly pressed dark green uniforms and black berets execute marching drills. Even early in the morning, it's hot here in this dusty desert town, but inside the academy, with its gleaming marble floors and a glass dome, it's pleasantly cool. The 140 recruits in their 20s and 30s are all officers in the various Palestinian security services. They've come for a year-long course covering everything from computer training to management skills. There's even a class in negotiations, taught by senior Palestinian aide Saab Erekat, who lives in Jericho. Naif Jarad, a member of the Palestinian parliament and deputy rector of the academy, says it has a clear goal.
To rebuild the security agencies, to be a very strong instrument to deal with our people and to govern our institutions.
Jarad says that until now, many of the tens of thousands of Palestinian security officers received little training. There's also been competition and overlap among the nine different branches of the security service. Israeli forces destroyed many police stations when they reoccupied key West Bank towns in 2002. But now the Palestinian government, dominated by Abbas's Fatah faction, is more focused on the Islamist militants of the Hamas movement than on Israel. Yasser Zidan, a senior Palestinian intelligence official in charge of student affairs at the new academy, says the police force must make sure that Hamas does not take over the West Bank.
The objective of all Palestinians is to establish a state. Of course, with a strong state, there's a strong president, and there's a possibility of establishing the state. Strong security apparatuses strengthen the state and make it a possible state.
Hamas has been highly critical of Abbas's efforts to revive peace talks with Israel, but Zidan says his job is to support his president. He says the new academy is operating on an annual budget of about $1.5 million. He says the money comes from Arab states and the EU, with some indirect support from the United States. In the academy's lab, the students work on state-of-the-art computers. Some of them had almost no computer training before they came to the school. They're also learning Hebrew. The teacher is Nicola Bajali, a Palestinian Israeli from Nazareth.
I think it's important because they are living with the Israelis. They have to deal with them. That's why they have to know Hebrew.
34-year-old trainee Muin Hijab is a lieutenant in the Nablus police force. He says that his studies are giving him new tools that he hopes to use when he goes back to work. But he wants Israeli troops to stay out of Nablus so Palestinian security forces can demonstrate their competence.
They don't give us the opportunity to impose the security on the ground. They are invading the city, and so we cannot do our job there.
He says the redeployment of Palestinian police in Nablus is an important first step in imposing law and order. And that, he says, is the first step towards an independent Palestinian state. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jericho.